going on in the world of the markets. Let's talk with Peter Cardillo. He is chief market economist at Spartan Capital and rejoins us here on Business for Breakfast. Good morning, Peter. How are you, sir? Are you there, Peter? Sorry, we didn't hear you.
I don't hear anything. Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air now. Sorry about that. I don't know what was going on there, but we've got you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, so let's dive in here. In terms of last week, what did you notice about the beginning of first full week of February for stock trading?
Well, obviously, we saw some profit taking. You know, it was a very explosive and good January. That January effect did go through most of the month of January. And as a result, you know, February has been somewhat more murky. But I think it's just basically some profit-taking. Obviously, there are many problems out there. And, of course, you know, the global economy slowing is one of the major concerns right now for investors. But I think what they actually save today is some sort of an agreement. As you know, the trade talks are resuming this week between the United States and China. And I think there's some hidden enthusiasm that we will get some sort of a deal. Now, you know, if we go back last week, of course, we saw a contradiction coming out of the White House. We saw, we heard from Secretary of the Treasury Mnuchin, who was quite optimistic. Then, of course, we heard from the economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, who basically said, no, you know, there's differences and they're still very far apart. And then, of course, we heard of President Trump canceling his meeting with the president of China just before the deadline. So there was some conflicting indications that were coming out of the White House, and I think that prompted investors to take some money off the table.
I would say this, that last week gave indications that things are not over, that there's still rockiness ahead. There was no indication, Peter Cardillo, that they were actually stalling talks or that somehow they weren't going to continue this week. I mean, I was fully expecting talks to continue today as they are.
Right, exactly. But I also think, you know, what the market is looking for is any good piece of, any good piece of news out of these trade talks. It doesn't necessarily mean that we'll get some sort of an agreement by March 1st. It might be an extension. It might be more goodwill on the part of the U.S. or on the part of China. And that in itself would be a major relief because, look, the bottom line is this. If you look at what's happening in the global economy and our economy as well, you can see that the trade war have certainly impacted economic growth. And so any hint of perhaps relaxing this trade war tension, that I think would be extremely positive in the sense that maybe we could see the global economy begin to stabilize. And obviously that goes for the U.S. economy as well.
I want to take a look at the stock market in tandem with the bond market. Here's a headline and a note from CNBC here. Investors are buying stocks and bonds at the same time, which means something has to give. Investors are buying the stock market and bond market, an unusual investment trend that could mean markets are near an inflection point where one market view will ultimately become dominant. And so they're examining the fact that you have both stocks and bonds rising in tandem in terms of purchases. What are you noticing is going on there? And what do you think is the noteworthy aspect of that trend? What does it mean?
Well, I think that trend simply means this. Look, you have the Short-term rates coming down. The long-term rate still pretty much up there. But that inversion, right, tells me that there's a lot of fear about the economy and where the economy is headed. I mean, that's just simple economics. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that out. And, of course, if you look at the macro indicators, it's quite obvious that we've had that we are having a slowdown. And I think what the bond market is really worried about is obviously a prolonged trade war, but the consumer slowing down. And we should get a glimpse of that this week when we get retail sales. You know, for a long time, the consumer carried this economy. Now, that could change. And if that would be the case, obviously, you would then see a rupture between the bond market and the equity markets.
I know you can't get into specific details on the stocks and how they're performing or particular sectors, but as a general concept, how do you think fourth quarter earnings have been looking?
Well, it's been pretty good. The problem is that we've had murky guidance, and that's coming from a lot of the large corporations, and that's mostly due to the trade impact. And so earnings, per se, are not that bad. Quality has not been that bad. The majority of S&P 500's companies have beaten expectations, but again, guidance is not all that spectacular. So that's a good indication that Q1 is going to be a problem for the market. And so unless we have a last-minute change in terms of the economy, then I think we could be headed for a whopping, when I say whopping, I mean a very disappointing Q1 earnings season. And that would mean that valuations would have to adjust. And that's why I said before we would see a rupture between the bond market and the equity markets.
Peter Cardillo, when you say murky guidance, do you mean the guidance is looking negative or that it's unclear as to where the road ahead is going to be?
I think it's a combination.
Okay.
I don't think we have, guidance that seems to be in a one-way trend is somewhat murky. And then, of course, on the other end, on the other side of the coin, I think it's corporations that are saying, let's not get too excited here. We have problems going forward. And so that makes it sort of like undecisive. No one really saying, well, we're going to probably looking at earnings that are going to be 10 or 8% lower. No, not necessarily, but the headwinds of the economy, and again, those headwinds go back to the trade impact, is what I think investors are somewhat concerned about.
Again, Peter Cardillo is our guest from Spartan Capital. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve for a moment. They've clearly changed direction in terms of the ongoing rise of interest rates. But there's also been talk, including from the Fed, about reexamining their policy of rolling back the $5.5 trillion balance sheet as they've been working towards diligently, but slowly but surely, $50 billion a month, and just letting that roll off instead of reinvesting the assets that were accumulated in the aftermath of the Great Recession. How do you think the Federal Reserve is playing into all of the market sentiment right now, Peter?
I think the market basically dictated to the Feds. And the fact that the Fed did acknowledge that we're having a slowdown, that played a great part. And so the inverse of the yield curve basically said to the Fed, it's time for you to take a breather. Now, I remain in the camp that we're probably going to see the Fed online at least for 6 months, unless the economy worsens. I don't think that another Fed hike is out of the way. I believe that there can be one more towards the end of the year. So I think the Fed has just taken this wait-and-see attitude. If you look what's happening in the global economy, certainly that was a main push by Fed Chairman Powell. He went out of his way on several occasions to make it quite clear that the global economy is slowing down. And we all know if the global economy slows down, obviously we're slowing down. So I think that, you know, the markets have dictated to the Fed
sure.
for the moment, you know, to stay low.
And
rightfully so.
And just a final broad question before we cut you loose, Peter Cardillo. What's one other thing that's on your radar screen this week as we get started with the trading week?
Well, I'm going to be looking very closely at industrial production and retail sales. I'm looking for a slight increase of about 0.2% in retail sales, but if I should be wrong, and that should be a negative figure, that would add to my concerns. And industrial production, we're looking at a very slim rise of 0.1%, which obviously, you know, indicates slower economic growth ahead.
All right, Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital. Always great to check in with you, sir. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.